So this coming Tuesday is Asara B'Tevis, is the 10th of Tevis, one of the four fast days brought down in the prophets. In fact, the Navi Zechariah, he talks about the Som HaRavi, the fast of the fourth month, the Som HaChamishi, the fast of the fifth month, the Som HaShvi, the fast of the seventh month, the Soma Asiri, the fast of the 10th month, Yebahem was Sason or Simcha, will be a days of Sason v'Simcha. So the Navi tells us about four fast days. So to go back, how many fast days do we have throughout the year? Even, of course, we have many more feast days than fast days in Judaism. Other religions have more fast days than feast days. But we only have one biblical fast, which is when? Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is the only biblical fast day. And then we have four fast days, Midivrei Kabbalah, from the prophets. That is Som Gedaliah. We have the day after Rosh Hashanah. We have Asara B'Tevis, which is coming up on Tuesday. Then we have, you definitely need it, Andrew. We have the seventh month, we have Som Gedaliah. No, the seventh month is Yudzayin Tammuz. And then we have Yudzayin Tammuz, and we have Tisha B'Av. Those are the four fast days. So we have Yom Kippur biblical, we have Som Gedaliah, Asara B'Tevis, Yudzayin Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. And then we have another Tainis Esther, the day before Purim. That's more known as the Tainis Shel Simcha. And then we have, for those who are firstborns, Erev Pesach. This is milk. Don't they have kosher cream anyway now? If you want milk, yeah. So on the four fast days, from Midivrei Kabbalah, so the Navi says, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, Amud Beit, I believe 18b, the Gemara tells us, we have, there seems to be an apparent contradiction in the Psukim. Because on one hand it calls it a fast day, on the other hand it calls it Sason V'Simcha, happy day. And we all know that's not usually, they usually don't come together. Usually eating and Simcha go together, not fasting and Simcha. So what exactly, how do you reconcile the verse? It says on one hand it's a fast day, on the other hand it's Sason V'Simcha. So the Gemara says, you're right, it depends. There are three different levels in Jewish history in terms of the fast days. So when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and we live under religious persecution, there's an obligation to fast. When the temple's destroyed and we live under religious persecution, we are obligated to fast. When the temple is up, and then we have an obligation to be besimcha. There's no fast. We have it's a happy time. And when there's no Beis HaMikdash, but no religious persecution, which we'll label North America at the moment. We have no Beis HaMikdash, and we have no, of course, there's no shortage of anti-Semites, and there never will be. Halacha v'yadua she'esav soni as Yaakov. So there's always going to be anti-Semites on an individual basis. But fortunately, in North America, Canada, the U.S., we live in times where there's religious freedom, and therefore, we're probably in the middle ground. So the Gemara says, when there's no temple, but there is no religious freedom. So the Gemara says, Ratzu misanim, Ratzu einim misanim. So the Gemara seems to say it's optional. So when the temple is up, it's a time of simcha. When the temple's destroyed, and it's a time where we're obligated to fast. Where we're under, or you know, there's no temple, and we're in religious, like the time of the Nazis, not that long ago. And now, so we're in the middle ground, where no religious persecution, but I have no temple either. So the Gemara seems to say, Ratzu Mitzan and Ratzu Ein. So So therefore, that's what the Gemara reconciles. Good question.
What is the question?
So the Gemara says, so first, because the Mishnah talks about different times of different, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says different times of year we send out messengers. Back in the day when they sanctified the moon, they had messengers coming to Beis Din and telling them it's the new month. Yeah. So the Gemara said, Gemara gives us a list of months of when we send out shulchan messengers. So one is during the month of Av, because of Tisha B'Av. Yet during Asara B'Teves and Yud Zayin Tammuz, the Mishnah does not send out shluchim. So the Gemara says, how are we going to know how to fast then? So the Gemara says, you don't have to worry about it. By Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara says, give the answer, because since today, when it's Ratzu Mitzana, Ratzu Eina Mitzana, so we don't have to fast on Yud Zayin Tammuz. And, you know, Tzom Gedaya would be included also, but we sent out messengers, you know, to know when Rosh Hashanah is. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so the Navi puts all the four fast days together. If you're telling me we don't have to fast Bizman Hazeh, again, practically speaking, we do, but Midin HaGemara we don't, then Tisha B'Av's put into the same verse. So Ihachi Tisha B'Av, so Tisha B'Av also we should have to fast. Or we do. Why is Tisha B'Av, Ihachi Tisha B'Av, why do we have to? We shouldn't have to. No, Shani Tisha B'Av, Shehuch Balot, Tisha B'Av's different, double trouble. We have both temples were destroyed on that day, among many other tragedies happened on that. So the Gemara does single out. It's clear Tisha B'Av is different than the other three. So Yom Kippur is different than all of them. That's biblical. Tisha B'Av is different than the other three, and the other three have the same status. So, and again, so we get into what we're not going to get into now, but then the bottom line is, as the Bahag writes by Meir, he says, Kfar Shovelo Kachova, even though, strictly speaking, one might be exempt from the fast on those three fast days, nevertheless, we've taken upon ourselves as mandatory. That's why there's a big difference between Tisha B'Av and Asara B'Teves in terms of when we end the fast, who has to fast if someone is pregnant, nursing. So there are many leniencies because of this. So we don't take it literally that we don't fast at all, but even though we do fast, but there are many leniencies we have on the three fast days, and perhaps even Tisha B'Av, more than Yom Kippur. So generally speaking, Asara B'Teves is on the lenient side. However, there's an interesting avidraham the Beis Yosef brings down. The Beis Yosef, and that was when the Nebuchadnezzar began the siege of Jerusalem, breaking the wall, and ended up being the destruction. But so what is the stringency of Asara B'Teves? So the Beis Yosef quotes from the avidraham, you know what? And these are the best kind. You can't disprove me if I'm wrong, because it can't happen. But if it did happen, this is the way it would be. Everyone likes talking hypothetical. You know how it is. So the avidraham writes that if Asara B'Teves, of the 10th of Teves, which falls out on Tuesday, Monday night, Tuesday this week, but if it fell out on Shabbos, we would not fast. If Asara B'Teves fell out on Shabbos, we would fast. If Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast. Why he compares it to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the only fast day, and it happens, that we could prove it. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we do fast on Shabbos. And Rabbi John compares it because it's the pasuk says in Yechezkel, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So it says it by Asara B'Teves also those words on that specific day. So the Avidraham learns out that just like on Yom Kippur, when it falls out on Shabbos, we fast on Shabbos. So too, when Asara B'Teves falls on Shabbos, we fast on Shabbos. That's what the Beis Yosef says, Sarach Iyin Gadol, like, or what's his source? He leaves it Sarach Iyin, like, it's very interesting, Pshat for the Avid, but where in the world, what's his Raya? How does he know this? And in fact, it's so wild, it's such a big chiddush, or if Salavetia claims it's got to be a typo, it's got to be some mistake. There's no way the Avidraham could possibly have said that if Asara B'Tevis falls out on Shabbos, we fast on Shabbos. We know in Yom Kippur we fast. However, others, the Or Sameach, others say, no, it's not a mistake. The Avodah Zarah means what he says. So, and I'll give you a Ksas Raya, and one of the proofs that maybe he does mean it, yeah?
Friday.
Yeah, correct. One of the proofs is Friday. Generally speaking, not only don't we fast on Shabbos, we don't fast on Friday when we have an option. In other words, when do we have a choice? Like Tainis Esther. So usually we fast the day before Purim. That's Tainis Esther. However, when Tainis Esther falls out on Sunday, when Purim falls out on Sunday, see, it can't fall out on Saturday in Chutzos. In fact, I noticed that when I was davening over Hanukkah. How would I notice that? What was I thinking? I think, oh, this is a smart sitter, whoever put it. I was wondering. I didn't see Al Hanisim for Purim when I saw the Hanukkah. I'm thinking, what? And I go, yeah, of course, because Purim can't fall out on Shabbos, so there's no need to put it. Yeah. Some people don't do a low pork. They just put it in there anyway. But those who realize you can't have, that's why there was no Al Hanisim for Purim in there over Shabbos when I was looking. Scroll. Yeah. So wasn't actually art school, it was my Hebrew.
Oh, it wasn't even that.
No, art school might have it also. I wasn't davening from the art school. I noticed it in my Ashkenaz sitter. Oh. But either way, the point being is,
and that's art school also, by the way.
I know.
It's just an art school, that's the Ashkenaz.
I know, but I'm saying, no, but that's a Hebrew one. I don't know if that's art school or not.
Right.
It is an art school, yeah. So they point out, I'd just like to have Hebrew arts go for the Gemara, So, but either way, I wasn't saying it was an arts go, I was saying it was Ashkenaz anyway. But the point being is that Friday we generally don't fast. Like if Tainis Esther, if the first day closest to Purim is Friday, we say no fasting on Friday. We got to get ready for Shabbos. Perhaps we got to taste the food. It's a big mitzvah. Like we say in the Musaf, we said yesterday, the poskim were not a mitzvah of tasting food, especially if you're making ribs or wings, but there's a mitzvah to make sure the food's good. In fact, it's even a shayla on Shabbos Chazon, the week of the 9 days. So, the bottom line, the poskim say not to, but according to some Hasidic poskim, that overrides the minhag of tasting your food Erev Shabbos would apply even, we don't assume that way. By tasting means not swallowing, you have to spit it out, but the point being is, we usually don't fast on Friday. So Thursday we move it. So Asara B'Tev is one of the few fasts we have on Friday. So it already is Mishunah. So we see there are some differences. The fact that Be'etzav Yom HaZeh could override Friday, that's not such a strong raya, because Friday is not that you can't, it's a meeting not to, but to say Asar B'Tevis, you fast on Shabbos, that's a much bigger thing than to say Asar. So it's a fact. Asar B'Tevis, we do fast on Friday, which is different than Tainis Esther. But so what is the source for fasting on Shabbos? Assuming not Agar of Salavasia, it's not a printing mistake, it's true. The Avodah actually says it, that one would fast if Asara B'Tevis fell out on Shabbos. So what's the pshat? There's an interesting chasm sofer in the Siddur on the Slichos of Asara B'Tevis, on the Slichos, when we say Slichos this Tuesday. So he wants to know, he says, he points out, when do we fast on Shabbos? So besides Yom Kippur, we know Yom Kippur is the one day we clearly fast on Shabbos. In terms of the other fast days, are there any days where we fast? So for instance, let's say, as I said, Tisha B'Av, it's actually, the Minchas Chinuch discusses why shouldn't we fast on Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, because Oneg Shabbos maybe is also Midivrei Kabbalah from the word, and so is fasting, so we have different answers why, but we don't. But Tisha B'Av, he raises the question why maybe we should, but the bottom line is we don't fast and Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos a lot. We don't fast on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. And I think it's coming up this year. That means that two Sundays in the summer, that runs into your barbecue issues on Sundays in the summer. That's what it means. But besides other issues. But the point being is, so on Tisha B'Av, we don't fast on Shabbos. We have to focus on the barbecue because Andrew's here. We have a special guest appearance. So therefore, they point out that what about a yahrzeit? So yahrzeit, who fasts on any yahrzeit? But strictly speaking, on a yahrzeit, there's a brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, the minhag is to fast on a yahrzeit. So at because it's
for what relation?
For, you know, well, it's Pasha's mother and father. What I'm saying is, but it could, that's the real, you know, it's the real thing. But you know, if it's a spouse, you know, it's a minhag. So, but certainly mother and father, but could be any. But it doesn't mean like a grandparent or that. But you know, the
wife.
Seven relatives maybe.
Wife
or
husband.
Yeah, the husband, you know, spouse. You know, brother, sister, but the stricting is by a parent. But so the Shulchan Aruch brings down to fast. Why? Because of mazel ra, like you lost your loved one. On the other hand, there's a strong meaning among the Hasidim that not to fast but to feast. You have a tikkun. So, so different. Yeah, Avi. Yeah, I'll get. Yeah, so that's what we'll get to. In this. Yeah. So therefore, the bottom line is, assuming your meaning is to fast on a yahrzeit. But if your yahrzeit falls out on Shabbos, like it is for me this year, it's going to be January 5th, Chaf Ches Tevis, my father's yahrzeit, and my mother was always good to me. She passed away on Shushan Purim Katan, or actually Purim Katan, so I don't have an option of fasting. But so this year, not that I'm saying I do, my minhag is not to fast anyway in a yahrzeit, but I'm saying even if my minhag was, this year I don't have any issues. So on a yahrzeit, even if one does fast on a yahrzeit, where there are people who do, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky mocks the custom. He says, you know, it was like an Erev Pesach. The minhag was on a yahrzeit, you made a siyum, and then you had a Sudas mitzvah. Today they dropped the siyum and kept the meal. But so therefore, the yesh v'yesh. But either way, for those who do fast on a yahrzeit, you would not fast on Shabbos. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So we know on 9th of Av, if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos or a yahrzeit, we don't fast. So according to the Avidrama, Asor B'Tevis, we would. And an Avi said a tainis chalom. If someone had a real terrible dream, a dream that someone passed away, something terrible happened, so, and you're really shooken up by it, you woke up and like, wow, I can't, like, I'm really upset, it's really bothering me, so there's halacha, even on Shabbos, that one would not, generally speaking, it's us at the fast on Shabbos, but here we do, so what's the reason? So how come we see, when it comes, what's the chasim, so why by tainis chalom, and Asara B'Tavis, we would fast on Shabbos, but by Tisha B'Av and Yahrzeit not. So the Yisod of the Chasim Sofer is that first he says on Asara Sha'avra, if we're fasting on something that already happened in the past, then it's not Docha Shabbos. We never fast on Shabbos over something that already happened. You don't cry over spilled milk. You're not going to fast on something that already happened. On Asara that might happen, we are going. So a bad dream is I'm shook up, something bad is going to happen to me. Okay, so then that's the right to fast. So what does Asara B'Tavis have to do? So that's the Chasim Sofer Yisod that based on Midrashim, that on the day, night of Asara B'Tavis, it was determined, that was the year when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, it was decided that night whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the temple, or if you don't have it, will he rebuild it? So On every Asara B'Tevis, it's determined whether there'll be a Binyan based on Mikdash that year or a Chorban based on Mikdash. So what are we fasting on Asara B'Tevis? We want to prevent the Asara Asido. Either we want to make sure the Beis HaMikdash isn't this. It's based, the Chasim based on, like, you know, Midrashim or something, as some Misora. So therefore, he says that's the Pshat in the Avidrum. The reason why Etzem Hayom Hazeh, the reason why you could fast in theory on Asara B'Tevis is because it's something that's happening in the future, and that's the Yisod, and that's the Pshat in the Avidrum. The Minchas Shechina disagrees with the Avidrum. He has a different Pshat from a different Minchas Shechina. You can see he disagrees with the Yisod of Avidrum. But that's the Chasim Sofer explaining the Avidrum, the difference between a Sara that's going to happen. So yahrzeit's over the past. That's why we would never fast on Shabbos. But something that's a concern in the future, that even on Shabbos, you know, one's ability to fast done.